Chairman Woodsum, Chairman Barry, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. My name is Mary Weber, and I'm a year-round resident and registered voter of Monhegan Island. I'm testifying in opposition of LD 1262. My husband, Matt Weber, and I live near Lobster Cove on the south end of the island. We can see the site of the proposed wind turbine project from our living room and front yard. Matt, a Monhegan lobsterman, fishes the conservation zone that could soon contain two immense towering figures. Additionally, we own a seasonal business that relies on tourism. Between proximity to the proposed test site, potential loss of fishing bottom, and supposed impact on tourism dollars for small business, one could say that my husband and I would experience a trifecta of influences from this project, which has the potential to change our lives on many levels. We're unsure of the actual impacts that a project of this scale may have. We're not naive to assume there would be none. But we've made a conscious decision to believe that it's not just about us, our tiny island, and what makes us most comfortable. We choose to be optimistic. We believe that what is now a wide-open ocean vista outside our front door wouldn't be tainted, but would showcase symbols of a clean energy future. We know that the Monhegan fishing fleet feels that it's an important project. Finally, we firmly believe that the tourists, longtime visitors, and summer residents upon which our business relies would not stop visiting and would still adore Monhegan for its iconic beauty and uniqueness. It's possible, we believe, that a whole new genre of visitors could be drawn to Monhegan, further boosting our local economy. Thoughts about current project aside, I believe that this bill is short-sighted. Every business owner on Monhegan talks to lots of visitors over the course of the season, and we all know they ask a lot of questions. And after initial questions about what the weather's like here in the winter and how many people live here around, people want to know about power. They want to know if and how we're working to decrease our almost 100% dependence on diesel and secure our future with alternative energy. I hope that I never have to tell them that we chose to eliminate wind power as an option. Please oppose LD 1262. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Weber. Seeing no questions, we appreciate your testimony. Up next is George Hart from Tenants Harbor.